The sixth parak of Ksuvis Mishnah Zayin. Amashes Moiz Lubitay, the person who gives money to a third party for the usage of his daughter, to buy a field or some other dowry, in the case that he dies, this person will be the one who is overseeing these funds and making sure it goes to the daughter for these needs. Here, Mas Nanman Bali Alai. She says, I trust my husband. Over here, he was only a Rusa. It was before the Nisuan, before the Chupa. And she says, even though it's before the Chupa, give the money to my husband, he'll make sure I get what I need. Yasa Shlish Mashush Lubiyoda. The halacha is, nope. That he should not give it over till after the Nisuan. Because that was the intent of the dead father, that he should hold on to it till they go through the Nisuan. And afterwards, give it over to the marriage. The Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Yisi Aimer, v'chi eina el hasadav hi rotz l'mocha. If this is we stam at field and she wants to sell it, it's her property. Harim mechur me'ashur, she has the right to sell it. So Meir, she could also say, I want to go to my husband, even before we went to the chuppah. Period. V'med v'mamurim. This whole thing that the Gemara is really supposed to add a little piece to the Mishnah. If she already went through the chuppah, everybody agrees that she could decide and tell this shalish, do what I want with it, give it to my husband. The whole machlok, as we said before, was she's only a rusa. They didn't do the chuppah yet. If she's entitled to sell it or to tell this guy that I want to give it to my husband even before the chuppah, when do we say that she has the right to say what she wants to be done with this property, either after the chuppah or according to Rabbi Yossi, even before the chuppah? That's if she's a gedola and she knows what she can make transactions. So whatever she says, the sholeh should not listen to. He should hold on to it until she becomes a gedola.